anything up the river, polluted the river, that's caused any trouble?
Well, now, I wouldn't say that. They do have things, but it wouldn't be up to me to say that. They have the big Rainier plant at Jessup, and that has had some, they've had some trouble in pollution in that. And then, of course, they do have the sewage that dumps into the river up above that pollutes also. And they never have gotten that all cleaned out. In fact, one area, this area by that island that I showed you a while ago, that's all designated as a polluted area. In other words, where the Ullamahaw flows into it, that area. And of course, the oysters would be polluted. You couldn't use oysters from there. We do have a small, and I said no other seafood. We have a few oysters, but it's not enough to talk about.
It's not an industry.
Well, you couldn't call it an industry. It's not. There's not enough of it. Of course, years back we had enormous quantities of oysters, but it's something that you have to replant and take care of and be mighty careful with.
What do you call the little? It's like a little lobster, but it's a freshwater thing.
I guess they would call that a crawfish.
And the kind of animal, whatever, that is out in the marshes that croaks in the evening.
Animals in the marshes, the alligators.
What about the ones that croak?
Well, you have frogs. They do the croaking. They're the biggest croakers I know, but I don't know what other kind of animal.
Do you know any different types of frogs?
Oh, no. They have a lot of them, but I wouldn't know them. You have the bullfrog and the leapfrog, and you have small water frogs, and of course some of them do a lot of rain frogs. Toad frogs. I've got a big one out there at the back door here. Toads, T-O-A-D-S.
What about the little ones, maybe so big that generally on trees, sometimes you see them on the side of a house? So.
Well, they have them around. I don't know much about them. They're just there. I don't know much about them. Spring frogs, the little ones they'd call them spring frogs, and my leap frogs. I have them come up on the windows. They can jump an enormous distance for their size.
And what about the kind of thing that has a shell on its back and pull its head and legs inside the shell?
Well, we have the turtles. We have a lot of different kinds of turtles.
And is there a difference in what you call them, whether they're in the salt water or fresh water?
Oh yeah, you have fresh water. Yeah, they're enormous. And then of course we have in the ocean, they have the regular sea turtles, the big ocean turtles. They come up and lay on the beaches, and then you have the smaller turtles, and we have the diamondback turtle. They call it the tarpon. I know you always call it tarpon. And they used to be quite valuable for making soups and all. They are still valuable, but there are so few of them now that so few people know how to prepare them, but they're quite a delicacy. It's the diamondback tarpon. And then, of course, you have all kind of turtles. Some people call them cutters and so forth.
Terrapin, is that a water?
Oh, yeah, terrapin, yeah.
Do you have a name for one that only goes on the ground, that you don't see around the water?
Well, we have the gopher. You know the gopher?
What would it be?
Well, a gopher, you don't know what it is, eh? Well, he's one. It's similar to the tarpon. He lives in the ground altogether. I'll go in there and get my big dictionary and show you what a gopher is. Yeah, he lives in the ground. He digs a hole in the ground and goes in the ground and comes out. He makes generally on the driest kind of ground. Yeah.
Does anybody eat those?
I hope not.